Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
It's a blessing Rodrigo Duterte and Pantaleon Alvarez are out of office and defanged by Yen Macabenda. First word. It's scary to think that at one time, Rep. Pantaleon Alvarez of Davao del Norte was the Speaker of our House of Representatives, third in the line of succession to the presidency. It's even more creepy to think that just 2 years ago, Rodrigo Duterte of Davao City was the Chief Executive of our Filipino State and Commander-in-Chief of our Armed Forces. Since both are now out of high office, it is an unalloyed blessing that the well-being and security of the nation are now in more responsible and capable hands. Since both Alvarez and Duterte no longer have any authority or powers to wield, it is useless and wasteful for the Houses of Congress to conduct elaborate inquiries into outlandish actions and statements by the former officials. The objective of these probes can only be punitive. Alvarez faces sedition probe. Former Speaker Alvarez made the news headlines last Tuesday when he blithely urged the nation's armed forces to withdraw their support for President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., for actions that could plunge the nation into war with China. Justice Secretary Jesus Crispin Remulla on Tuesday ordered an investigation into Alvarez's call for the military to withdraw its support to determine if the congressman is liable for sedition, inciting to sedition or even rebellion. Alvarez made the call during a political rally last Sunday in Tagum City, saying that the way President Marcos was handling the West Philippine Sea dispute with China could lead the country into war. A longtime supporter of former President Rodrigo Duterte, he defended his call by saying he was just exercising his right to free speech. He also asked how his statement was seditious after his colleagues in the House of Representatives sought to have him charged with the offense. Why? Are soldiers prohibited from resigning as a way of withdrawing their support when they no longer believe in the direction being taken by the leadership? He said in Filipino. The AFP has rejected Alvarez's call. Alvarez on Tuesday asked for understanding, saying he got carried away because he loves the country, especially Mindanao. How can I stay silent? Look at what's happening. Malacanang is dragging us to war, he said. House leaders, however, called for Alvarez to be charged as they condemned his call for the military to withdraw its support for the president. House Majority Leader Manuel José Dalapi, Senior Deputy Speaker Aurelio González Jr., and Deputy Speaker David Suarez said Alvarez's remarks were not only divisive but also dangerous. Former Speaker Alvarez's irresponsible remarks are not only seditious, they also undermine the stability of our government and the rule of law. We cannot allow such reckless behavior to go unchecked, said Dalapi, representative of Zamboanga City's 2nd District. As leaders, we must uphold the rule of law and respect the democratic process. His call for the withdrawal of support from the duly elected president with an overwhelming mandate from 31 million Filipinos is a direct attack on our democratic institutions, said Gonzalez of Pampanga's 3rd District. Suarez, from Quezon Province's 2nd District, added, "We must stand firm against any attempts to undermine the duly elected government." The House leaders called for Alvarez to be charged. We urge the appropriate authorities to take swift and decisive action against former Speaker Alvarez to uphold the integrity of our institutions and protect the democratic process, Dalapi said. Defense Secretary Gilberto Teodoro Jr. said Alvarez's attempts to dissuade the armed forces from protecting the country's interests in the West Philippine Sea, WPS, would be futile.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
He said the AFP was firmly committed to upholding the Constitution under the administration of President Marcos. Any attempt to sway them away from this duty or to patronize them to support a partisan agenda is futile, particularly when this agenda dovetails with a foreign interest contrary to our own national interests, Teodoro said. Calls for them to withdraw support will not amount to anything but to a possible criminal investigation, he added. Alvarez, a Philippine Navy reservist with a lieutenant colonel rank, could be removed from the reserve officers list if found to have committed a grave violation of the reservist policy, said an unnamed officer. Duterte's deal with China. Not to be outdone, former President Duterte roused indignation and alarm in both the Senate and the House when it was revealed that as president, he had entered into a gentleman's agreement, an informal or handshake agreement, with Chinese President Xi Jinping for the Philippines to refrain from altering the status quo in the South China Sea dispute. Both chambers of Congress on Tuesday said they were ready to probe the alleged gentleman's agreement between Duterte and Xi for limited shipments to the BRP Sierra Madre and Ungan, 2nd Thomas, Shoal. In response to the request of our colleagues led by Assistant Majority Leader Jay Konghon, the House of Representatives will consider the call to probe the supposed gentleman's agreement when Congress resumes its regular sessions, said Majority Leader Dalapi. The inquiry is aimed at guaranteeing transparency and protecting the national interest, he said. The House of Representatives is committed to conducting a comprehensive and fair inquiry to clarify this critical issue, he added. The House is on a scheduled break and will resume sessions on April 29. Konghon said that the House's investigation is expected to include testimonies from former government officials and diplomatic representatives. Meanwhile, Sen. Jingoy Estrada said he was ready to hold a hearing on the matter. If that falls under my committee, I am more than willing to conduct a hearing, said Estrada, who chairs the Senate Committee on National Defense and Security. Earlier this month, Sen. Risa Ontiveros filed Senate Resolution 982 after former palace spokesman Harry Roque said Duterte had agreed to deliver only food and water to Filipino troops on the BRP Sierra Madre, a World War II-era warship deliberately grounded on Ungan Shoal in 1999 as a Filipino outpost in the disputed waters. The gentleman's agreement would explain the relentless harassment via water cannons of our resupply missions by Chinese forces, Ontiveros wrote in the resolution. If confirmed to be true, this gentleman's agreement would be tantamount to surrendering the Philippine sovereignty, she added. But Salvador Panelo, the chief presidential legal counsel of the Duterte administration, said the former president did not enter into any agreement with China not to maintain the BRP Sierra Madre.
In Washington, D.C., last week, President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. called the agreement between Beijing and Duterte a secret deal.
He said that keeping it undisclosed could compromise Manila's sovereignty and territorial integrity. My personal view is that we should place this gentleman's or handshake agreement in the same category as Duterte's famous pre-election pledge to ride a jet ski to the South China Sea to uphold Filipino sovereign rights and honor. The jet ski meant nothing, same with the handshake.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.